Republicans strengthened their grip on the Indiana House of Representatives in the 2020 election. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports the final races were called Thursday.
Democrats came into this fall's election aiming to break the Republican supermajority in the House. That's when one party has enough seats, more than two-thirds of the chamber, to conduct legislative business without a single member of the minority party present. But Republicans grew their supermajority by four seats. Democratic incumbents lost races in Northwest Indiana, South Bend, the Muncie area, and Southern Indiana. And Dems were only able to defeat a single House Republican in the Southeast Indianapolis area. In the Senate, Democrats were able to pick up a seat in Northeast Indianapolis, while Republicans held on to the rest of their races. But the GOP still holds a supermajority in that chamber, too. Republicans have had a supermajority in the Senate since 2010 and in the House since 2012. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.